You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. All right. Are you tempted at all to watch this Tiger King thing? I mean, this is all anyone is talking about as far as binging a series on any of the, you know, Hulu, Netflix type.
Am I interested in it? No. And the only thing I know about, I think I watched the trailer, is this guy beefing with this woman that wanted to, he has a whole bunch of tigers. She wants him to not have tigers. He says she's doing the same thing. Is that the trailer I watched?
It might have been. I have no idea.
That's all I think I know about the show.
There's a bunch of eccentric characters. There's like a murder. There's like sex. It just spirals.
Okay, maybe I'm a little more interested.
I'm just telling you what people are telling me. That's not firsthand knowledge. Lindsay's watching it.
Okay.
And I have not as of yet. So I asked people last night, just out of curiosity, all right, everyone's watching this. I want to hear from people who have actually watched it or are watching it. Should I? What do you love about it? What do you hate about it? You know, what's the deal? Because it seems like some really tacky people and like mistreating animals and like some like weird, now it's like it's into Scarface stuff, like Tony Montana. I mean, this is all the secondhand information I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm being upsold on it quickly.
Megan says, it just gets crazier and crazier. I finished it yesterday and I'm currently watching Joe Exotic's music videos and TV show on YouTube. I think this quarantine is really getting to me. Jenny says, I wish I could put into words why you should watch this show that absolutely sucks you in, but I can't. It's so bizarre. So bizarre. Katie says, I've never said WTF out loud so many times. It's a full-on five-course meal of crazy.
Oh, no. I might have to check it out.
Linda says, I was astonished and amazed by every episode. Just when you think you've heard all the crazy, there is more. Entertaining and utterly ridiculous. Loved it. Our very own Shiloh says, I hated everything about this show, and yet I binged watched it in 2 days. It's a mess.
That sounds like Shiloh.
Gary and Sue binged this over 2 nights. It was like watching a train wreck. We kept looking at each other saying, this can't be real. Aaron says, yes, it's a perfect train wreck of how deep the America spirit can tumble.
Oh.
Jill, watching now, it sucks you in. I have no idea why. You just sit there shaking your head the whole time. Matthew, was that another train wreck reference? You can't stop watching. Dan says, real life redneck Game of Thrones. It's a must watch.
Oh, man.
Joe Exotic for president, according to Kurt, it's beyond disturbing. Holly says, this is a crazy bunch of people. You can't make this up. I'm watching it now, and I don't know why. Just some of the comments coming in about whether or not I should watch Tiger King.
Well, I was all on board for a minute, and now I'm thinking, is it closer to like my 600-pound life, which I don't want to watch one drop of, or Dr. Pimple Popper, or all these shows that are so train wrecky that I don't know. It could go either way for me. I like some cringe humor, but I don't like.
I think I gotta go. I think I gotta go. And by the way, it's not that I'm running out of things, but you know, I am caught up and yeah. I am sort
shiny
of,
object. Yeah, shiny object. I took one of your shiny objects last night and watched the first and a part of the second episode of the HBO show, the Lindbergh show.
Yeah.
Something about a plan.
The Plot Against America.
Plot Against America. I
recorded the first one. It's on Sunday nights, I think. What did you think?
So first, I got to clarify. Yesterday, I said David Chase. He's the Sopranos guy. David Simon is the Wires guy.
There
so
you go. Both very talented people.
Very talented. It's a little slow for me, but I see what it's trying to do. The first episode, I think, was sheer pouring the concrete down. There's nothing about the walls coming up. I can't even see what the place is about to be. It was sheer groundwork. Episode 2, it was 4 months later, it started to pick up. So I only watched maybe 10 minutes of that. So I feel like I'm going to go through with it.
I will because of the history of this creative team, and I know what they're capable of, I will go with them on the foundation.
That's building. What I'm saying. I trust in that. So I'm in, and I would give the quality of what they were trying to do a good 9 for what they were trying to do. Overall, my entertainment level was probably about a 6 or a 7.
Okay. This is based on a novel that what would have taken place, you know, had Lindbergh won the presidency and the anti-Semitism. I mean, it's all, but because of the creative team, I'm going to give a big leash on this one.
Yeah, for sure. No objections there at all.
All right. Let me ask you about this Elton John thing. Are celebrities really close to being like as irrelevant as they've ever been, and maybe even tilting the scale the other way?
I would say yes, in terms of being irrelevant. These shows, the
tone deaf.
That part, I think they're so irrelevant that they're less that their tone deafness doesn't stand out. We're just not paying as much attention right now. So they can be doing this kind of stuff, and we're kind of tuned out to them.
All right, so Elton John, and I believe his motivation is to help. I don't think that he's trying to do, I mean, I'm not knocking him for trying to do something. They're going to do an all-star benefit concert Sunday night, and it's going to be on Fox, and it's in conjunction with iHeart, which don't even get me started. So basically, it's an hour-long concert. But all the artists are going to be performing in their own homes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Being filmed with their own personal video and audio equipment, so there won't be any like anything about health and safety to other people. I mean, they're all doing it individually in their own homes. And they have Alicia Keys, the Backstreet Boys, Billie
Eilish,
and Billy Joe Armstrong, Mariah Carey, Tim McGraw, and others yet to be announced. Each singer will perform, as I said, from their own house. The hour-long concert will pay tribute to the frontline healthcare professionals, first responders, and local heroes who are putting their lives in harm's way to help their neighbors and fight the spread of the virus. So you can support Feeding America and the First Responders Children's Foundation, like evidently through the broadcast, they'll give you the means to do that. And it's going to be a commercial-free event. And it will take the place of the previously announced iHeart Radio Music Awards, which was supposed to be on Sunday. So is this something like when you think about a huge, in my lifetime, like Live Aid?
This isn't Live Aid.
Farm Aid.
Yeah, this isn't We Are the World.
After 9/11, that concert in Madison Square Garden.
I don't think it's to that scale, but I think it's a nice little Sunday. I'm interested in it.
I remember that concert after 9/11 with all the men and women in their uniforms, police officers, firefighters, just getting sloshed. And that release. And when that 3-4 song set by The Who, and that place just rocked.
Oh, I forgot about that.
There was a palpable, a sense of it's going to be okay.
I don't think we're going to get that. And I don't think this is going to be the only one of these, but I think it's really nice. And I'm interested to see what their houses look like, how they approach it. And this will be an opportunity for some celebrities to kind of maybe say and do the right thing.
My take is that they're not capable.
Alicia Keys might be.
I'm not judging all of them equally. In fact, I'm not judging any of them. Good for you. Do something. I also don't want people to give to national causes right now. Keep your support right here. You know, we've got food pantries right here. Not that there's anything wrong with Feeding America.
Yeah,
but we don't need to send it somewhere else to hope it comes back through the bureaucracy chain.
We're kind of fighting to survive right now.
Yeah, well, let's take care of ourselves. Like every other town hopefully is doing for themselves. So I'm always this way. I'm not against the national charities at all. I don't mean this as that there's anything wrong with them. It's just we got our own food pantries right here.
Yeah, this isn't like the cause of the month. We're in different times.
We're going to need every penny of every resource to stay right here in our own community. But watch.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm interested.
I'm curious. I'm curious.
Yeah. I like that they're trying to... I mean, if you're a guy that has a piano and a voice, what else are you going to do?
At least let the singing be in the realm of the singers.
Right.
Will Ferrell, Gal Gadot. I mean, you know, at least let's let the singers and the musicians do the music part of this.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've got nothing else, I mean, what else are you going to do? It's not like he's going to go, you know, build a house or something. He's not Sean Penn at Hurricane Katrina going with the, you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, but I'm not quite sure.
I mean, what else can you do? They're trying to do something.
Sean Penn was a moron during
all that. No, but I mean, I'm not giving him props. He just,
okay, I hope not. I was like, where are you going with this?
I guess I illustrated.
No, but they can do, Nick. They can go give blood. They can write a check to a food pantry. You don't need a spectacle to do any of that. We got people stepping up every single day.
And they may be doing
day.
Those things,
and they might be. Mm-hmm. My guess with Elton John is probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
But who knows?
Right.
All right. We've got to take a break. We'll wrap up our From the Couch. We've got a bunch of other stuff that made it to the list yesterday. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Here is Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today, we've got a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. We might see some early fog and then a cloudy day with a high of 60. Tonight, slight chance of rain, mainly after 4 a.m., cloudy with a low around 47. For Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 64. Saturday, again, showers and thunderstorms, but a high over 70. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 45 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:54.
Hi, this is Dr. Pfeiffer. We have opened a new office at 1192 East Pershing Road in Decatur named Vero Clinics. Among other things, we provide bioidentical hormone replacement for men and women in the form of hormone pellets. These small structures are shaped much like a Tic Tac and are gently placed below the skin surface. They will then gradually release hormones over the next 4 to 6 months, closely mimicking what your body did naturally over the years. If you would like to change the bedroom, boardroom, or gym, as well as experience a marked increase in energy, call today 615-1144 or visit us at veroclinics.com.
Nothing like being busy all day at work and then finding out your dryer is now dead. And we had been limping along with a leaky washer. We hit all the stores and got to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World right before close. They gladly helped us out even after the doors were locked on a Friday night. We found a great deal on an Electrolux pair on sale and a buy one, get one free pedestal that saved us over $300. Plus, saved another $100 on a mail-in rebate and a free 10-year protection plan. Oh, and the best part, next day Saturday delivery at no extra charge. Not one load of laundry had to wait. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. We have the largest appliance inventory in Central Illinois and the largest appliance installation team to match. Find a sale item marked with a red tag and we'll get it to you the next business day or even on a Saturday. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
If you want to buy a home and meet certain eligibility requirements, Hickory Point Bank and Trust may be able to help. Through the Down Payment Plus program, up to $6,000 in forgivable grants may be available to use towards down payment and closing costs. Homebuyers must meet income eligibility requirements, contribute at least $1,000 to the purchase, complete pre-purchase homebuyer education and counseling, and live in the home as their primary residence. Restrictions apply. Contact a Hickory Point Bank mortgage lender today for details. All loans subject to credit approval, equal housing lender, member FDIC. I see.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. All right, let's get to the list. Yesterday, you added a whole bunch of stuff to the from the Fun from the Couch segment of nowdecatur.com.
Yeah, there's so much, Brian. One of which is the NFL. They have unlocked their Game Pass, 45-minute games condensed down. So instead of 3-hour broadcast, you can watch classic games for 45 minutes. You can even watch the 11-on-11 coaching film. That's what they use to kind of scout the games and everything, all for free through the end of May. Another fun one is Britain.co is one of those subscription services. They deal with crafts and arts and different stuff. They've unlocked their classes for a few more days. You can get on there and learn how to do a bunch of different stuff.
Okay, and this is an interesting one that caught my eye that I'm not familiar with. Spy Games? What is this?
Oh, that's a show that I watched. Season one happened on Bravo. It's a reality show where they have a house and like 8 people live in this house. They get a dossier. They have to keep notes on each other. And then they get taught some espionage things. And then they get tested and people get eliminated. So
you know, if you go to the Spy Museum, which is part of the Smithsonian Group in Washington, D.C., you can play a spy game while you are in the Spy Museum.
Yeah, you told me that. That's something I really want to do. And these guys, like, for example, they'll learn the art of lock picking, right? And then they have to practice it all night. And then they have a challenge, and whoever picks the locks least or slowest, they're up for elimination. They've got to plead their case. It's pretty fun.
You also got the list of 100 songs to lift you during the pandemic.
Yeah, times are tough out there. A lot of people dealing with mental illness or being cabin fever, or all these different things. Here's a playlist of 100 very positive songs, starting off with Happy by Pharrell.
It just seems so obvious. I know. Audible has made hundreds of audiobooks available for free. So that's a great way to, like, you know, you don't trust a couple of news sources, check in a few times a day. You don't need to consume this all day long. Listen to a great book, and now it's free. A lot of that kind of stuff that's out there, in addition to artists doing these shows and you know, Facebooking things live, just look for it.